I'm a pelvic physical therapist. I have been a pelvic physical therapist for several years. I identify as bisexual, but I am married to a woman. But being a queer provider, queer physical therapist, whether I was in pelvic PT or before, there were some things that made it a little tricky for me. Because, you know, I work with all kinds of populations. And typically, people chat and like make conversation about your personal life. And I had to be very careful about who I disclosed to and who I didn't, because there are a lot of people out there that feel uncomfortable, you know, with queerness. And now that I'm in the pelvic PT world, could feel uncomfortable with me working on their body, especially in such a personal way. And something that I have a lot of fear about personally is that, you know, this hasn't happened yet at all to me, but just that someone could question like my intentions with my job, or that find it uncomfortable that like a woman married to a woman is also working on women's bodies. When I worked at an inpatient rehab hospital, I worked in a facility that was like a small 60-bed hospital, and they paired people in the rooms by twos, and they would pair them according to gender. So two women to a room, two men to a room, and they had a curtain separating the beds, but they shared a bathroom. And so there was oftentimes that, depending on how the curtains were or the family visitations, that people saw each other, potentially even saw each other's bodies. They were often in gowns. And as I was coming out, I came out while I was working there, and I had a lot of questions about the queer community. I realized that we had nothing in place for trans patients at our hospital. And I went to my boss, the director of rehab, one day and asked him if I could do an in-service about trans care and trans safety in hospitals, in a hospital setting. We all were supposed to do in-services from time to time. And he kind of laughed at me and was like, that doesn't really need to be, you know, talked about. I don't know that that would be an appropriate in-service. I don't see how it applies. And I was like, well, we have gendered rooms. What, you know, where would we put a trans person? And he's like, well, we would just go off of like whatever the law says we have to do. And I was like, well, at that time we were living in California, and even California being a very queer friendly and policy forward state, it still didn't have anything in place that would apply to that. And I was like, there's not necessarily laws about that. And he said, well, we would do it based on their driver's license. And I was like, you know, someone can medically transition or visibly transition and not change their driver's license, and vice versa, someone can change their driver's license or paperwork and not be visibly transitioned. And what would we do in that situation? And he didn't really have an answer for that, but he said, you know, we'll talk to administration and get back to you. And definitely never got back to me, definitely skirted the issue. And about a year later, we definitely did have a trans patient, and luckily at that point in time, we had a private room to offer them. But I often thought about how they really downplayed that issue, and none of our paperwork or policies had any accommodations for trans patients or non-binary patients. When I was working in an outpatient orthopedic clinic, but I was the only pelvic physical therapist, I saw only pelvic PT in that clinic. I had a middle-aged gay male patient who came to see me with rectal pain and perineal pain and testicular pain, to the point he was always sitting on a donut cushion, and he was really limited in what he could tolerate in his daily life. And he came in really anxious and stressed. And as we were talking, he kind of blurted out towards the end, like, do you think this happened because I've had anal sex? Like, is this my fault? And I was like, I was really grateful that I was seeing him. I was like, no, this is definitely something that happens to people who are not having anal sex. You know, this is not coming from your personal life. And he was so relieved and almost in tears about it, because he kind of explained to me that he had faced a little bit of like a lot of negativity from primary care physicians over time, because he said that they typically saw men who have sex with men as like a health risk factor, like, oh, you're exposing yourself to AIDS, you're a health risk. Kind of treated the same way that it would be if you were a smoker or you were someone, you know, doing something that's actively risking your health. And he had a lot of shame about that, and so he brought that into his pelvic treatment of worrying, like, is who I am and what I do with my body creating a medical condition? It was hard to see how much that affected someone's feeling of safety in the visit.